Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of 5 Languages in 5 Minutes. I am your host, Kemina McLean. I hope you had a wonderful day, and if not, don't worry. Tomorrow will be better than the day that is gone. Okay guys, now, last week we learned how to say hello in 5 languages. Yes, in Russian, Spanish, Chinese, Turkish, and French, right? Now, today, we're going to learn how to say, how are you? So, each week, we will be building on what we learned the week before. So, let's review before we start the new conversation. Okay, so, Russian. Привет. Здравствуйте. Turkish. Merhaba. Chinese. Ni hao. French. Bonjour. Spanish, hola. Now, we are ready to learn how to say how are you. Since we can say hello in 5 different ways, of course, in 5 different languages. So, how are you in Russian? Как дела? Всё хорошо, спасибо. I'm fine, thank you. Chinese, 你好吗? How are you? 我很好。Wahan Huila. Okay, so let's go again. Ni hao ma Wahan Huila. I am happy. I'm very happy. And if you wanted to say I'm fine, you can say Wahan hao. French. Comment ça va? Ça va bien, merci. Spanish. Comment estás? Está bien. Turkish. Nasılsın? So that's the informal way of saying how are you. Formal way is Nasılsınız. So let's go again. Informal, Nasılsın. Formal, Nasılsınız. And the response to how are you in the informal and formal way is basically Ban im, I'm fine. Ban im. Very easy, right, guys? So, of course, with every language, you have to practice. Practice makes perfect. So, let me just give you a background as to how I became interested in learning these particular languages. Okay, so I studied French in school for approximately like 2 years. I also did a little bit of Spanish as well. So I was exposed in, you know, my former years to languages. But, you know, I didn't take it very seriously until now in my adult years. You know, the world has changed. So demand is being placed on everyone, basically, to learn another language. Because we live in a global village, as I had highlighted in the first episode. So that's why it is very important for each and every one of us to learn about our neighbors, learn about, you know, different cultures, you know, try to learn another language. It's very important, guys. Very, very important. Career wise and for your own personal development. I love the Turkish language, I must say. Out of all of them, I do, because I like the Turkish series. Yes, guys, that's a way that you can definitely learn a language. Try to invest some time in some series that you like. Believe me, it will make the learning the language much easier, because you already have a interest, as well as join Facebook groups, join chat groups online. Try to interact with the people from the countries that you're trying to, you know, become competent and fluent in. Try to, you know, engage them. Try to build friendships, right? That's the best way I would advise for you to become fluent, because interaction is extremely important. Without interacting with anybody, it would be impossible for you to really become fluent, because you need to know that whatever you are saying, it is being understood by a native of, you know, the respective country that you are interested in learn their language. You have to make sure that they understand when you speak. So guys, practice, 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 and you know, draw on any resource, and that is people, books, places, anything that you can do to invest in yourself to learn the language. Okay, so see you next week. Have a great day. Bye.